All right. So let's move on now. We're coming to the end. Next up, we have Stratifarius with a monologue from Tommy Boy.
Dude, you'll never believe what happened to me today. It all started when I woke up this morning. You know, usually I press the snooze button about 4 or 5 times, but today was different, man. When I heard the alarm, I just sprang out of bed and said to myself, today's gonna be a great day. I don't know why, but I said it, but I was feeling great. I got in the shower and found myself humming a cool song I heard the day before. While I was combing my hair in the mirror, I noticed that not only was a great hair day, but my skin seemed different too. Alive and glowing. I know it wasn't that new acne cream I'd been using. It was life! So instead of dragging around, I threw on my clothes and headed out. When I got on the bus, the girl seemed to look at me differently. I thought maybe it was my confidence or hair, but then I thought, who the heck cares? And they were looking at me, man. That's great! So I looked back at them and I giggled. I was on top of the world. I went and got a seat in the back of the bus. Then it came to me, I had a presentation due in the first period. I wasn't about to let that ruin my day. I knew when the material was on a roll. A few moments later, walking down the hallway was like a movie. Almost every group of girls started to look at me. It started to become really spooky, actually. And that's what I was. With my luck, I should be playing the lottery. I got to my first period of class and sat down. It's almost like I could feel Jamie, that hottie that sits behind me in class, staring at the back of my head. It felt great! And of course, I was called to first to read my presentation to the class, so I strolled up to the front of the room with a gleaming smile. I actually winked at this girl who snickered at me in the front row. Man, was I getting bold. I couldn't have my cell phone. That's never happened to me before. It was like a dream. And when was I getting ready to start my presentation? The teacher called me aside. I thought I'd gone too far with the winking, but decided not to lose my cool. I casually strolled over to her to receive my reprimand. Dude, when she started talking to me, my stomach dropped to my feet. Like it was on a fast roller coaster ride, and I could feel my face turning as white as a ghost. It was like the whole day flashed before my eyes. Well, I thanked the teacher anyway, turned away from the class, swallowed my pride, and sipped up my fly. Man, what a weird day.
Okay, Stratifarius. Ah, wow. This monologue was extremely nasal. I'm guessing it sounds as though you've got a really bad cold right now. Because it makes it very hard to understand. And you don't help that by talking as though you're afraid someone is going to catch you if you don't get this monologue done before they walk in the room. I can tell, even despite that, I can hear some good tone before that, some good tone throughout. I can tell you've got some good energy. You're doing some levels. Again, it's hard to tell with the pace. And the pace is also really hurting your enunciation. Tripping over your tongue is going to hurt you a lot. And if you can't breathe, through your nose, that's going to get in the way because that's going to throw off your rhythm, throw off your feelings. So it makes it hard to judge too much more about the monologue than that. Meredy?
I agree. I could hear a lot of the emotion and the energy. It almost kind of sounded like a nervous energy from the character because, you know, it's a really good day and, wow, people are listening to me and they're looking at me and, oh, man, this is kind of cool. But I just couldn't understand you. And I'm so sorry. I there was so much of that nasal quality to your voice that it really made it sometimes almost unintelligible. On the good side, I think a lot of your emotion helped communicate what it is you were feeling to make up for it, but you shouldn't have to play that game with yourself and with your performance. Like I suggested to somebody earlier, if it's a natural thing, try speaking from a different portion of your voice. Your whole head, your throat, your chest are all resonance cavities. And try speaking from the back of your throat. Try speaking from your mouth area. Try even speaking from your chest, though you'll probably end up getting a lower voice as a result if you do that, or a slightly lower. If it's just a cold, find as many cold remedies as you can. There's a whole bunch out there you can go
yeah,
and find.
We've all been through that. It's miserable trying to record when you've got a cold.
Yeah. And we know that sometimes, especially when you don't know technically when auditions are going to end, our auditions end when we fill spaces up, correct?
Right.
You get nervous and you just want to audition as soon as possible. But no, give yourself a chance to recover first before you're sending stuff in. But yeah, you said everything.
Okay, we're almost done. We've got one more to go. Lucky number 13 is Theater Bound 31 with a monologue from The Princess Diaries.
Hi. Hello. I'm Mia. It stopped raining. I'm really no good at speech making. Normally, I get so nervous that I faint or run away, or sometimes I even get sick. But you really didn't need to know that. But I'm not so afraid anymore. See, my father helped me. Earlier this evening, I had every intention of giving up my claim to the throne. And my mother helped me by telling me it was okay and by supporting me like she has for my entire life. But then I wondered how I'd feel after abdicating my role as Princess of Genovia. Would I feel relieved or would I feel sad? And then I realized how many stupid times a day I use the word I. And probably all I ever do is think of myself. And how lame is that? When there's like 7 billion other people out there on the planet and... Sorry, I'm going too fast. But then I thought, if I cared about the other 7 billion out there instead of just me, that's probably a much better use of my time. See, if I were Princess of Genovia, then my thoughts and the thoughts of people smarter than me would be much better heard. And just maybe those thoughts could be turned into actions. So this morning when I woke up, I was Mia Thermopolis. But now, I choose to be forevermore Amelia Mimonet Thermopolis Rinaldi, Princess of Genovia.
Okay. Theater Bound. I thought this was a nice performance. You chose a nice monologue. Might have liked to hear something a little more emotionally driving, but this does have build to it. It does have a personality within it that you can hear. To be honest, when I heard this monologue, I had to go on YouTube and listen to the Princess Diaries, that scene, because I almost thought that you had copied her performance, because it had those similar reflections, and that personality clearly came through. That the character has. And that's not a negative. That was more of a good job at bringing the character through your monologue. And turns out, no, it is not like the original. So she did good. What do you think, Russ?
I thought it sounded very conversational, very natural. In fact, mm-hmm. when you first said hello, I thought, oh, she's introducing herself.
Yeah, I remember that. I did too. Actually.
You know, so it was very nice. It was in character. It sounded, completely genuine. I realized I was wrong when you introduced yourself by a name, which was not the name you sent in. you can tell I don't know the show at all. Overall, a very nice performance. In fact, I'm going to have to start getting a little picky to find things to complain about. The biggest one, and again, this could be me not understanding the monologue, but the hello at the beginning sounded like you're talking to somebody who doesn't actually know you. But later on, the intimate tone you took sounded like it was somebody who should know you really well. And I couldn't figure out how what your relationship was to your listeners. And it's something that somebody have to work on to try to figure out that you know when you're saying something what your relationship is and try to keep that consistent.
I think that's actually a fault of the monologue she picked.
Ah.
Because this is a speech that the main character, Mia, is giving to a crowd of elite, rich, modern aristocracy.
Uh-huh.
That have come together to see her be crowned.
So
a lot of people know of her. She doesn't know a lot of people. And throughout the movie and throughout the story, she's been struggling with this suddenly being told that, oh, by the way, you're a princess. Do you want to accept, you know, throw away your old life and become a princess, essentially.
Okay. So there could have been then maybe a bit more more of a conflicted tone in there. It's really hard to be intimate with a crowd.
Mm-hmm.
I would have had to think about it. If I went back and looked over it carefully, I might have had thoughts about whether there's some way to do it, given the lines you've got. But overall, I don't have a lot of complaints about this. I think it's very nicely done.
Mm.
The acting potential, acting ability is definitely there. So good job. Anything else you want to add?
No. I think Theater Bound is potentially Theater Bound. So
absolutely.
That's cool. Yeah.
Okay. Very nice. Okay, we talked it over, and we're going to tell you who's going through and who's not this time.
Okay. The following people. Blackjack AV, Read to Me, and Theater Bound. We love you so much, we're going to tell you to go away. We think you are too good for the show. We both love what you did. We think you all submitted really great monologues, really great performances. We've got Blackjack AV, you're already in Act It. Theater Bound, you did a great job. Read to Me, you're in Dreamcatcher. I think that makes you too good to be in this.
It's not that you can't learn. We can all learn. Mm-hmm. But what you guys probably need is maybe direction more than coaching and training.
Or if not direction, then just more projects.
Right.
Just get involved in more projects and get more experience. But yeah, so congratulations, you're not in.
we're also feel we want to hear more from some of you. And we mentioned this during our critiques, but 11 Linda, MarioFan251, Ronos, FanDubs247, and Stratifarius, we would really, really like you guys to retry. Take to heart what we said, and go pick new monologues and get them back to us so we can hear what you can do with something that gives you a little more potential, and in the case of Stratifarius, maybe when your cold is over.
Yeah. and we'll be looking forward to them if you decide to do that. Everybody else?
So that's Calamon 1991, Rain Campos, Bright Disaster, MVOAA, Leave Me Alone. We think you guys have potential. We would like to help you develop that potential on this show, so welcome.
Woo! Yay!
Okay, so we've heard 13. We've filled 5 places. We want to fill about another 7 more. If we ask you to retry, please, we do mean it. If you're listening and you haven't auditioned yet and you think that you could benefit from this, please. I've extended the deadline because we had some logistical problems. So the deadline is currently August the 20th. Looking forward to hearing from you guys.
Woo! Thanks for auditioning and looking forward to hearing from the rest of you.
Bye.
Bye.